Simpson, Brother and Sister, W.R. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. December 27, 1904. Dear Brother and Sister Simpson, I can now feel at rest in regard to the positions that you have been chosen to fill in the Glendale Sanitarium. Those bearing the chief responsibilities in that institution can be a great help to one another if they will seek to understand the Lord's instruction. I have great hope that as you and Brother and Sister Burden fill your important places, you will realize the presence of a spiritual helper, one who is ever ready to be the head of your councils. I pray that you will feel his divine presence. Under his guidance, none of you need become discouraged. I am sure that you will find Brother Ballinger a great help to your board. He visits many places, and his influence will work for the upbuilding of the two Southern California sanitariums. The strength of the combination of workers in the Glendale Sanitarium depends on their souls being imbued with heavenly love. Christ clothed his divinity with humanity that human beings might lay hold upon his merits and that they might recognize obedience to God's law as the virtue of the covenant of grace. Worldly policy plans are not to be woven into the pattern that the Lord's people have been given. To those who receive him, Christ gives power to become the sons of God, even to as many as believe on his name. God declares, "I will put my laws in their minds." David's prayer expresses this same precious assurance. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his way. Thou hast commanded me to keep thy precepts diligently. Then shall I not be ashamed, when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Psalm 119, verse 1-4, 6, 7, 9, 10. Here is our strength. The Lord will just as surely lead the workers in the Glendale Sanitarium as he led David, if they will unite to do his will. There is a great work to be done in bringing the principles of health reform to the notice of the people. Public meetings should be held to introduce the subject, and schools should be held in which those who are interested can be told more particularly about our health foods and of how a wholesome, nourishing, appetizing diet can be provided without the use of meat, tea, or coffee. Thus we did in the early history of our work. We taught the people by demonstration that we can safely depend for the sustenance of life upon the productions which God gave our first parents in Eden. Let men engage in this work who can speak on the principles of health reform. You need not feel that you must depend upon Dr. Kellogg or upon any other man from afar. No, no. At the dedication of the Glendale Sanitarium, let your most intelligent speakers on the subject of health reform come to the front. And remember that God would have the workers in the two Southern California sanitariums lean wholly upon his wisdom. Make as much as possible of the dedicatory services to arouse an interest in health reform. Press home the temperance question with all the force of the Holy Spirit's unction. Show the need of total abstinence from all intoxicating liquor. Show the terrible harm that is wrought in the human system by the use of tobacco and alcohol. Explain your methods of giving treatment. Let the talks given be such as will enlighten your hearers. God has mercy on the unrighteous. This service will be an opportunity to tell what health reform really is. Such services will give the sanitarium a publicity that will be a great help to it in its work. We must study Christ's methods. He accepted invitations to feasts given by wealthy men. He went to these feasts because he knew that there he would have opportunity to present the truth. We must study how to reach the masses with the truth for this time. As we strive to do this, God will bring to the minds of those not of our faith convictions that cannot be turned aside with a joke. They will be convinced that we have the truth.
Tell them of the principles that we hold, and of why we have established the sanitarium, that under the guidance of God, it may be a help in relieving suffering humanity. Tell them that medical missionary work is to prepare people for the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for those who are true and loyal to His commandments. Let it be understood that the love of God alone can keep His people true in the self-denial and self-sacrifice that they are called to endure for Christ's sake. Repeat often the first three verses of the 14th chapter of John. This scripture is a panacea for trouble, disappointment, and affliction. A conviction that the hope of eternal life is sure causes the heart to overflow with gratitude and thanksgiving.